Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us this morning is Dr. Leanne McKinnell. She's Managing Director at SANSA. Very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us and hopefully keeping us a little bit sensible this morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well, thank you. And thank you for having me.
So it's indeed a great pleasure. Tell us about this weather designation by the Cabinet. What does that actually mean?
Okay, with great pleasure. So firstly, I need to distinguish for you the difference between space weather and terrestrial weather. The designation we received was in terms of space weather.
Mm-hmm.
So if you will bear with me, I'll just give you a quick definition of space weather.
Absolutely.
So that we're on the same page.
Sure.
So space weather refers to the conditions in the space environment between the Earth and the Sun that arise due to activity that occurs on the Sun and propagates towards the Earth, which can have an adverse influence on the performance and reliability of spaceborne and ground-based technological systems. So a space weather event can disrupt the technology that forms the backbone of a country's economic vitality and national security, including things like satellite and airline operations, communication networks, navigation systems, and the electric power grid. Therefore, space weather should be seen as a national risk.
Just to understand, when you speak about space weather, is that, I mean, I'm assuming it can't be weather in the way that we think about weather.
No. So weather in the, you know, in the fact that, you know, it's raining today in the Western Cape.
Correct.
That's terrestrial weather.
Mm.
And that's weather that is created by the lower atmosphere and is dealt with through the South African Weather Service. So it's a more commonly known weather, which we refer to as terrestrial weather. So this is something a little bit more abstract, but just as important. And while terrestrial weather can impact what you wear today or whether or not you can go outside or how cold you are, space weather can affect whether or not you can use your cell phone or your internet or any of your technological systems.
Right.
And that's the key thing. Space weather is becoming more and more important because we're becoming more and more dependent on these technological devices and navigation aids to help us with our daily lives.
And what's interesting is that sometimes when something like this does happen, we can't understand it because it's a beautiful day. But in the meantime, there's other factors that could be influencing, for example, your use of technology.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, at the South African National Space Agency, where I'm from, we are focusing on becoming a center of excellence for space weather forecast and prediction in Africa. And which leads me to the cabinet memo, which is why you invited me here today. The cabinet memo is a milestone for us because we have embarked on a project to increase our capability and expertise and infrastructure in the space weather domain in South Africa, putting South Africa on the map as the center for space weather in Africa. And in order for us to be successful in this mission, we need to have political buy-in. We need to have governmental support. And the Department of Science and Innovation, who SANSA is a public entity of, have been very supportive, and they are investing in the capability and infrastructure. But this is something that is a national asset. And so we needed Cabinet to take note and to approve the fact that we're going to move to a 24/7 operational space weather service by next year. So what that actually means for your listeners is that by 2022, the South African National Space Agency will be able to issue forecast predictions and warnings of adverse space weather effects and the impact that they will have on your technology on a 24/7 basis.
Is it regionally specific? In other words, if you are observing space weather in space from here, is this something that is relevant only to the region, or is this of global importance?
Space weather is of global importance, and it's a global phenomenon because it arises from the activity on the sun. The impact it has is regional. So the impact will depend on where you sit in terms of latitude and longitude. It will depend on what is important for your economy and your country. So to give you an example, in Africa, one of the forms of communication that's extremely important for us is high-frequency communication. It's a low-cost, effective way of communicating, particularly during disaster events. So for us, the regional impact on high-frequency communications from space weather is crucially important. But the mechanisms that give rise to space weather are as impactful for us as it is for anybody else in the world. And in fact, space weather has been identified as a global challenge, in much the same way as climate change has been identified as a global challenge. And there's a huge move ahead internationally to put experts on the different continents who can work together to solve the global challenge. And I'm very proud of the fact that South Africa is right there on the, at the international table discussing this global challenge and the impact it's going to have on Africa. And that was also why the cabinet memo was so important for us. We, in 2018, we became an ICAO, International Civil Aviation Organization, designated center for regional space weather information provision. And what this means is that at an international level, civil aviation have recognized us as an important role player in providing space weather information for all international air navigation. So we've been working very closely with ICAO for the last 2 years to put together, with the global centers and other centers around the world, to put together a format for advisories, awareness, training, talking to the aviation sector to make sure that they're aware of the impacts and how this would happen. And so the cabinet memo was us seeking Parliament's approval for being a designated center and for building this capability and putting South Africa out there as a center of excellence.
Amazing.
Absolutely. So we are very, very pleased to get
absolutely
the approval.
And yeah, what an incredible journey to be on. Dr. Leanne McKinnell, who's the managing director at SANSA, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.